It's not so much that you've been disappointing, it's that you've been consistently disappointing.
Fancy talk for a whore. Fancy talk. Oh, yeah. I know a thing or two about a thing or two. I got friends in this town, and they tell me things.
You are pathetic.
Whore, liar, liar, whore, liar, whore, and you know it.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike, joined by my co-hosts, Napier, Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Hello.
And via Skype, Travis Halls. Hello, Travis.
Oh, hello to you.
How's everybody?
Penis.
Everybody's good.
I'm pretty stoked.
Are you stoked?
Stoked.
You're stoked, drunk?
Yeah. Not only am I here on time... Game of Thrones was fucking awesome last night.
Yeah, it was.
Yes, it was.
No, the thing is, drunk, and I'm happy that you're here. That's great.
Absolutely.
But that isn't really like something to brag about.
No, when you get into a show like I get into this show.
No, I'm not talking about Game of Thrones. I'm talking about you being on time.
Oh no, that's a thing.
You don't be like, yeah, I'm on time today. You're supposed to be on time, drunk.
Yeah, in theory.
No, I mean, in practice, you're supposed to be here on time.
It's kind of my shtick. I'm the guy that doesn't show up on time.
I remember when I was that guy.
Don't you wish Drunk's shtick was like to bring a whole bunch of stuff to the show and be interesting?
Like pizza?
Wouldn't that be a great shtick?
I think it'd be awesome if he came every week with pizza.
So, okay, Drunk wants to talk about Game of Thrones.
No, we don't have to.
No.
I'm just excited.
I'm super stoked.
Because Game of Thrones was awesome last night.
What's going on the Game of Thrones? People get their heads cut off, right?
We saw some little blonde cunt die.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to do spoil. Did you say spoilers?
Oh, the blonde cunt died.
There was multiple blonde cunts that died last night.
Like, so most of the ones who died were blonde cunts.
So spoiler alert, guys. So no, don't do that. That's bad. Now everybody's going to tune out before music's even done.
I said that there was an episode of Game of Thrones where people died.
Good job, guys. I'm sure glad that drunk...
Oh, there was also tits. There was also tits and Vag.
Was there dragons?
Yes.
No, not last night.
No, there were dragons.
But nobody got their head... Was there flaccid penises? I hear there's lots of beheadings and flaccid penises.
Not this week. Were there penises?
No, no penis this week.
There was tits and vag.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Exactly.
So, what do we want to get to first, guys? First of all, did we do the phone number? 309-740-1430. You can also Skype the program at WFO Dix or Radio Fubar. Just whatever you want, really. You can just Skype on in.
So many options.
Travis, what is our phone number that you can call to listen to the podcast later?
Oh, if you want to listen to the podcast, it's 1-888-952-3435.
So you call that number, and then you can just listen to the podcast via telephone.
Right, the most current episode is on a never-ending loop until we post another one, so anytime you call in, it might not be right at the beginning.
Oh, it doesn't start from the beginning? You might catch it in the middle?
Right, you kind of have to time it out. I think generally, you know, what do we go, like an hour and a half?
Yeah, usually.
Sometimes. So if you kind of time it out, you know, to the on the hour. And if you miss it, if you miss the beginning, you know, just mute it for a little bit and then
wait.
Right,
and come back.
Right.
I mean, just you can get an idea about where we are. You can look at the show rundown at wfodix.podbean.com and just kind of see, like, where about in the show we are. I map it all out for you. So then you just you call that. Oh, no, there's another number, 1-900. Oh, that's the pay one, though. You don't want the pay one.
No, we're giving this away for
yeah,
for free.
The 1-888 number, that's the one you need. Is the 1-888, what was that number again, Travis?
1-888-952-3435.
Right. You dial that number, and there's just a guy sitting there with his phone, and he just puts it up to the speaker and plays the podcast for you.
That seems dumb.
No, it's excellent because if
you're saving data.
Right, you're saving your data plan. So you just let your phone run, you know, for an hour and a half to listen to the show. It's almost like you're talking to us on the telephone.
Yeah, but, if you're walking around in the grocery store or something, yeah, you don't want earbuds in looking like some doofus, like, you know, listening to stuff. You want people to think that you're happening, that you got shit going on, that you're talking to people, making deals happen.
Yeah, but you're using your phone minutes.
Well, I guess.
Not on weekends.
No, or after 6 o'clock.
Or after 6 o'clock. When do you go to the grocery store?
Obviously, not to listen to podcasts. I go there to buy food.
Napier, you're just not thinking about the future, Napier.
He's
the future of podcasting is dialing in on your telephone.
It's not quite there yet. We're getting there. I think they're working out the kinks on this program, but there actually will be another number where you can fax us, and then the podcast will play through fax.
No way.
Yeah, absolutely. It's new technology they're working on. It's not quite done, but they said within the next couple of months that'll be up and running.
Will we be replacing that dee-dee-dee, like the sounds that they make?
Right. Anytime
or will that be like in the background?
No, well, you'll get a little bit of that as it's trying to connect, but the podcast will start playing as soon as the connection is there.
I'll be damned. And that's like a speakerphone.
Right.
I mean, so you could just do that in your office. And like if your boss walks up and he's like...
Because we're perfect office listening
what
material.
What is this shit on the fax machine? Say, dude, I ain't listening to that. I don't know why it's happening. But like the fax will just keep going until it will force it to keep going. I mean, the only way to turn us off is to like... unplug your fax machine.
Right, or fax something else.
To a different podcast?
Yes.
Don't fax stuff to other podcasts. We'll get jealous. And then we'll start faxing you nudes of Napier.
Yes.
Yeah, not flattering ones either.
That's right. He's going to, like, spread his butt cheeks apart.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to wink at you.
Is there a such thing as flattering nudes of Napier?
Yeah. Probably ones that don't show my enormous hog.
Now, picture in your mind.
Yeah.
The kind of... because we're going to be advertising to a new market here, this 1-888-354-4 whatever number it was. Because, I mean, some people just can't figure out the iTunes thing, the website thing, the, you know, the Googles and the whatnot. So, I mean, like your great aunt Edna... great auntie Napier. She might want to hear your pod
dead.
Show. Oh, your great aunt's dead?
Yeah.
Sorry to bring that up.
I didn't like do it, so.
Do you have a not so great aunt that would maybe benefit
maybe
from this
just
technology?
Like a regular aunt.
Right. I don't think my aunt would listen to a show where I talk about blonde cunts dying on TV.
Oh.
Well,
oh no,
not if
she's
gonna take it literally.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she doesn't have to watch them die. I guess that's okay.
Right, you're saving your aunt and grandma.
Yeah, but I think she might like the Game of Thrones because there's like random hog shots. So, I mean, that's something for the ladies. You know, some hog work.
Well, speaking of, and this is a great segue. I just thought of this in my head. I was like, how are we going to get away from this awful thing that we're doing here? Into something else.
Don't worry, you weren't listening.
No, it's good. Speaking of preparing for future technologies.
Yeah.
There's a dentist in Canada bought John Lennon's wisdom tooth for $20,000 just so that when we get to a point where we can clone people with DNA,
he can make a John Lennon clone and raise him as his son.
I think it would be absolutely hilarious if he pays all that money for the tooth. He goes to the cloning facility, and they pop him out a little kid. Turns out to be a little black boy. I think that would be hilarious.
Well, like oops, I cloned Busta Rhymes.
Yeah. Oh, no, Bubba Sparks.
Bubba Sparks is white.
Yeah, he's totally white.
He's a white guy.
Yeah, but, I mean, he
considerably less talented than John Lennon, I would imagine.
Probably more than most people.
But what's funny about this, I mean, like, the return policy on the tooth, once you find out that it's not John Lennon's tooth, I would imagine he's probably fucked that tooth up to get the DNA out of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not pristine anymore. You can't resell it. You can't return it for store credit, anything like that. And if he's waiting for clone technology, by the time he gets to it, whoever sold him the tooth is probably going to be dead.
More than likely.
Did it come with a certification? You know, the authenticity?
Right.
Like, how does he know it was John Lennon? Did they pull it out of his dead body in front of him?
There was proof pics.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He's a dentist. He should know.
I want to know who the jack-off is that's, like, preparing John Lennon for burial and, like, yanking out his teeth so he can get a payday out of it. That seems kind of shady.
Seems probably some genius. Dude that needs money.
Yes, very smart.
Yeah.
Like cutting off locks of John Lennon hair and selling them on the black market?
Absolutely.
Could that be a business?
I'm sure it could be.
Like, go ahead, Travis.
It's a very good business. I mean, that's a lot of foresight on his part. You know, it's like, oh, here's a superstar celebrity guy coming through here, and I'm, you know, shoving his body full of, you know, packing peanuts so they can show him. Let's take a little bit, you know?
Like the celebrity organ black market?
Sure.
You could own a piece of, I mean, like the Otto and George guy died today.
Right, you could have some of that.
If you're a big, giant fan of Otto and George, you, like, get one of Otto's toes.
Right, or you, like, Leslie Nielsen dies, and you can buy his heart and eat it and, like, steal his life force and become, like, a funny slapstick guy.
Oh, you know what they could do? They could reanimate, or they could clone Chris Farley, except for this time they teach him good eating habits and exercise. And then he can finish that Shrek movie like he should have.
But that's the other thing. The dentist said he would still be his exact duplicate, but, you know, hopefully keep him away from drugs and cigarettes, that kind of things. But, like, part of the genius that John Lennon, you know, created what he created was probably due to drugs.
Oh, massive, massive amounts.
I mean, don't
of drugs.
You think that the drugs probably helped along whatever it was they were doing creatively?
And the Japanese pussy.
And Japanese pussy. But, I mean, like, Chris Farley, too. Would Chris Farley have been as funny if he wasn't on drugs the whole time?
Oh, God, no. I mean, he was all coked up during his SNL years. I mean, look, we had Chris Farley doing drugs, eating tons of cheeseburgers and shit, and he was funny as hell. And then you had David Spade.
Who hung out with Chris Farley. That's,
yeah.
That's his claim to fame. He hung out with the guy that was on drugs.
Yeah, and he made a career out of that.
Yeah, stood next to him. And then when Chris Farley died, he kind of went away, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He was on that show. Is that show still on? That show got canceled, didn't it?
It's still on.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good show.
I mean, it's okay. Joe Dirt came out after Chris Farley died.
That's true. That's true.
Christopher Walken made that movie. He made that movie without Christopher Walken.
Yeah, because he was also in Dickie Roberts' former child star after Chris Farley died.
We can talk about the lady who was storing all the newborns in her garage, or we could talk about the Burger King lady. What do you think?
Let's go newborns.
You want to talk about the newborns? Lady killed six of her babies.
Six?
Wrapped them up in plastic, taped them up in cardboard boxes, stored them in her garage.
Then, like Christmas tree ornaments?
Then she, like, moved out and rented out her house to other people.
But left the boxes
in the garage.
What a fucking idiot.
So these people cleaning out the garage and find 6 dead babies. Now,
so did they press charges?
The babies? No, they're dead.
No, they're dead, drunk. If you have 6 dead babies in your garage, you take them with you, right? First of all, you'd get rid of them, wouldn't you?
Yeah, burn them or bury them or something.
I have 3 cardboard boxes full of comic books at my parents' house. I moved out, but they're still there.
So they're your parents' comic books?
Well, no, I mean, they're mine. I just haven't brought them over here yet.
And you've lived here for how long?
A couple years.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I remember that I used to hide nudie magazines in the comic book boxes.
Right.
So that, you know, when the lights went down.
So is this, like, before the advent of the internet?
Yeah, yeah. I could go get the nudie magazines out of my comic book box. And they're never going to look in my comic book box. I assume they still have never looked in my comic book box. Because why would they?
They haven't found them.
Well, what I'm saying is, chances are, when time goes by, they're going to maybe eventually go through that box. Like, if I die, they'll probably go through there and sell off my comic books, right?
Sure.
And then they're going to find my nudie magazines.
But you'll be dead.
But I'll be dead.
So it won't matter.
So it won't matter. And it wouldn't really matter anyway. I mean, that's a poor example, I guess.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're probably stuck together like they were bonded with crazy glue by now.
Right.
All your dead knuckle children hanging out in those magazines.
But you got to figure you got to cover your tracks. If you're leaving stuff somewhere else, you got to assume that other people are going to go through it.
I bet those old magazines smell like dick hands.
Travis?
Yeah.
Where would you store your dead babies?
Well, I would assume you'd bury it, unless you wanted to visit them. That's the problem. Maybe just like your comic book analogy, maybe she would like to go back to the boxes and, like, pull them out and, you know, kind of look at them a little bit and then wrap them back up and put them back in the box like you would take a comic book out of a bag.
And a board.
Right, exactly.
Just take them out. But keep them in pristine condition.
Mm-hmm.
Except for she probably didn't masturbate while she was holding them. Like,
that's not stated in the article.
Yeah, I guess
she might have.
Well, I guess they can't tell. It's probably all covered in her spooge anyway.
So the funny thing about this story is, gal's 39, right? Has 6 dead babies in her garage.
She's 39.
Has 3 kids.
There's 7 dead babies, but it says at least 6 of them were born alive. So maybe one of them was born dead.
Oh, Do you think that started the process?
She gave birth to a dead baby, and then the second one came out, she's just like, fuck it, too much trouble, let's kill it.
Maybe she just liked the one dead baby so much that she wanted a whole collection of them.
Yeah, people go nuts with their collecting.
Right. You don't just want one dead baby.
Oh, they should get that dude to come in from that show Hoarders. You know, where they hoard animals.
Or she should do the Antiques Roadshow and see what her collection is worth.
That's terrible.
Now, this one, as you can tell, is wrapped in a Walmart bag. Therefore, it really degrades the value.
There was some chipping around the fingernails that is really going to bring down. I would grade this a good.
This one has obviously been revarnished.
Did you dye this one's hair after the fact?
Look, the patina on this one has obviously been worn off.
You guys.
Obviously, this one was stored a little bit closer to the door.
Looks like there's water damage on this one. Did you leave this box on the floor?
Look, there's all this pitting from the rust. Oh, number 3's got dry rot.
In pristine condition, this collection would be worth upwards of $75,000, but with a couple of specimens that I've looked at, I think your top dollar is probably going to be about $20,000.
Still not bad.
Yeah. Not bad.
I mean, all you had to do is give birth to 6 children and then strangle them to death.
You'd think she would have sold them. I mean, that's what crazies do, right? They sell them.
I mean, you get pregnant, and I mean, like that. There's pain involved, and there's uncomfortableness involved. I mean, I've had an itchy asshole for 8 months before. It wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, but I mean, she already birthed them. I mean, it's not like she's doing anything extra.
No, she did all the heavy lifting. If she didn't want to have these kids, she should have thrown herself down a flight of stairs.
Yeah, but she was lazy about it.
Right. Oh, I just gotta just shit these kids out, and then I'll kill them after the fact.
This woman was smart. She would go get birth certificates for them first, so she could write them off on her taxes.
Right.
Oh, that's true. Now, then you got people asking questions like, "Who are all these kids?
Who's gonna ask questions?
Nobody's gonna ask questions." There was
unless she gets audited.
Even then, it doesn't have. There was a couple of years ago. It was not even. I don't know. Maybe a half hour from the town that I live in. There was a guy. His mom died, and she died like in the toilet of the bathroom. So instead of like reporting it, he just died in the toilet. Well, I don't know. She just died on it. She was old.
Oh,
she just
on
died
the
on the toilet. Yeah, on the toilet. So instead of like reporting it, he just shut the door and kept collecting her social security checks for like 2-3 years.
Did they have more than one bathroom?
I would assume so.
So he just used the other one?
I guess. I just know.
Did he do the right thing and flush for her? Like he didn't just, you know, leave a bit of her in the turlet?
I think her whole dead body was sitting on the thing.
Well, I guess eventually it'd fall in.
Right. Somebody comes over and finds it and he goes, "Oh man, I thought she was in there for a long time."
Some dude finds like, "Oh, Mom, what happened? I just saw her last week."
So what I want to know, though, with this lady, you know, at this story is like, I want to know who's blowing these babies up inside her. Because from what I read, like, she has an ex-husband, right?
Yeah. I think the ex-husband lived in the house.
He did live in the house.
I think he's the one that found him. With a couple of her other daughters that lived. Now, how lucky would you feel if you found out that your mother had murdered 6 of your brothers and sisters?
Have you ever gotten into an elevator as the doors were closing, like right when you walk in, the doors slam shut? I'd probably feel like that. Like, man, I'm glad I got on that elevator when I did. I'd hate to be outside of it.
Drunk, you're giving us disapproving looks.
I'm just sitting here.
Do you think it was like the movie 300? Like she took one out and could tell immediately it would be weak?
Yeah, but you're supposed to bash it against the rocks. You know, like they did that dude with the hunchback.
Let's talk about this broad that had the thing at the Burger King.
The birth?
No, they found she left the baby at Burger King.
I'm Christian Nilsson, and you're watching HuffPost Live.
So wait, what? This the woman abandoned. She was abandoned in a Burger King when she was a baby.
Right.
27-year-old
right.
Catherine
in the bathroom.
In the bathroom, like she was what 2 hours old, and hours the birth mother just like wrapped her up in a Burger King bag and shoved her under the sink.
Right. I'm playing the Inside Edition thing right
after her birth. According to initial reports, she was wrapped in a sweatshirt with her umbilical cord still attached. Catherine spent her life wondering who her mother is and if her mother was trying to find her. So on March 2nd, she posted this picture explaining her quest on Facebook. The note included, "Please help me find her by sharing my post. Maybe she will see this." The picture went viral, being shared more than 30,000 times by Facebook users around the world, and eventually being picked up by a number of news outlets. Here is Catherine.
Wouldn't you just assume this is probably a dirtbag, and I don't want to meet her?
Well, I wouldn't.
How would you choose Burger King?
And a bathroom of a Burger King.
Of all the places to abandon your child, wouldn't you think that you would find, like, a way classier establishment?
Yeah, like Checkers or Rally's.
Rally's, do they even have bathrooms?
No.
That's like a snow cone stand. They don't have bathrooms at those.
Well, you want to choose at least like a sit down restaurant, like a Denny's or something.
Yeah,
you know,
go to like an Applebee's somewhere fancy. I mean, you don't want to get the riffraff that goes to a Burger King. You go to Burger King if there's absolutely nowhere else to go.
I guarantee you, somebody has been found in the bathroom of a Waffle House, guaranteed.
So, would you prefer like Steak and Shake?
Yeah, Steak and Shake is pretty nice.
Now those bathrooms
they wear
nasty.
Bow ties.
Yeah, and they used to have glass, but not anymore.
And you could smoke there.
I remember at the Steak and Shake when you dined in, they had the smoking area and the non-smoking area, and it was separated by, like, one, like
a half partition.
Half partition.
Yeah.
And they had like the anti cancer glass that on one side of the glass you could smoke and on the other side you couldn't, but it was all the same thing.
Right. At the Steak and Shake I worked in, you could just smoke everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't let you do that anymore, though, do they?
Not, I don't think they even let you do the vapor stuff. I like my vapor stuff.
They still let you do that or
no? No, they don't. Because it looks like smoking.
So it gives off the appearance of smoking?
Yeah, but mine smells like cheesecake. It smells wonderful. Actually, the juice has now started to smell like toe cheese. So I think the dude went a little heavy with the cheese.
Yeah. Do you want to finish off this this story of this lady?
Sure.
I thought there was something funny in it. I'm starting to think maybe there wasn't, though.
Picked up by a number of news outlets. Here is Catherine speaking with Inside Edition.
You know, and obviously I watch the news. You see such horrible things. Babies being thrown away.
Babies being left at Burger King.
I am so lucky that she cared enough to leave me in a warm, dry place.
No, it wasn't. No, no, it wasn't a warm, dry place. It was a bathroom at a Burger King. Don't church it up. Don't make it as if...
Well, I mean, I guess compared to that last lady, she's not doing too bad.
No, comparatively, no. But to say, oh, well, she cared for me because she left me alone in the bathroom of a Burger King and didn't fucking tell... Like, the workers were just going to come in there eventually.
The staff of the Burger King got a cardboard box that they delivered the buns in, and they just put her in the cardboard box, and they put a little bowl of water and a couple of pieces of lettuce.
I did the same thing to a rabbit I caught.
Until she turned 18, and then they let her free, and she got a Facebook account and started writing notes.
Excellent.
So I'd say, considering she was raised by shift workers at Burger King, she didn't turn out all that bad.
Do you think the first time she saw that King ad where the dude had that creepy plastic mask on, that she was like, oh, Dad!
Can I ask you a question? This woman has, I think she has her own children, like two children.
Yeah.
So she's saying that her birth mother, who abandoned her in a fast food restaurant bathroom, did the right thing, and she wanted to look for her because she knew she left her in a warm, dry place.
Right.
Do you think that possibly the whole reason behind her seeking out her birth mother was to get like free Burger King food for life?
Because she just kept stories mentioning out there, and they're like, this exactly is the Burger King baby.
It's in the Huffington Post. It's all over Facebook. I mean, she's the Burger King baby. So, I mean, you would certainly think that that's good PR for Burger King.
Right. That, and I mean, she's talking kind of favorably about it. Like, you know, this could be the, you know, baby drop-off hub.
Right. It's like a birthing room, the Burger King.
But, yeah, she's going on about how wonderful it was she was left at a Burger King. I'm sure the lady who killed all of her kids, those kids probably would have enjoyed a Burger King.
So
do you think the 39-year-old that murdered all her infants is the one that left this baby in the Burger King bathroom? That was like the taste. She got a taste of it. She's like, I can abandon my babies. And then a few years later, she decided to start murdering them and collecting them.
And she's just lazy. It's like, man, Burger King is like 5-10 minutes away.
And they didn't like institute that delivery system yet, so you couldn't like send it back with the delivery guy from Burger King.
Oh, and I bet she was like, "No, I'm on a diet. If I go there, I'm gonna want onion rings. Like, I can't really do that to myself right now. I just had a kid, so this isn't healthy for me."
They have the new spicy original chicken sandwich, and I know I'll want the $2 for $5 deal.
Then when you go there, you got to get that barbecue bacon burger.
Oh yeah,
with the fried onion ring strips on top.
That is good.
This kid is just turning into more and more of an inconvenience.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors, nurses, everyone who took care of me said I was very well taken care of.
You know, there other than no by your mom. System,
no alcohol,
I was very well taken care of.
Nothing. I want her to know it's okay. It's okay to come find me. To, you know, here I am.
Just 3 weeks after launching
that sounds
her search,
like a threat.
Catherine met her birth mother for the first time and says it was like looking into a mirror. An attorney speaking on behalf
you
of
look
the
just like
mother
me.
Said that she abandoned her
Mom.
Baby when she was
Mom.
Just 16 years old after she had been raped while traveling abroad.
Bummer.
She kept her pregnancy a secret from
I guess
everyone
somebody else is traveling
and feared
abroad.
Taking the baby to a hospital. Turns out the birth mother launched her own investigation to locate Catherine.
Obviously she didn't do a fucking good job.
She retraced her footsteps.
Yeah, she went to the Burger King.
Now, hey, y'all see the baby?
Where did I leave that baby?
Guys, like, seriously, like 15 years ago, left a baby right here.
She's probably all pissed off that, you know, she went to the Burger King in the black area of town and left something there and somebody stole it. God, just my luck. I got to go to this one and lose my baby.
How about a break, fellas? When we come back, we do have questions for Dr. Napier and other
You know our my talking dick
yeah.
that we do?
Uh-huh.
I think somebody stole it.
Why?
Somebody stole our idea.
No.
Yeah, they made it into a TV show called Bad Johnson. This dude's penis comes alive.
Oh, no, that's a movie.
Oh, that's a movie?
Yeah. I posted it on Facebook a couple weeks ago. It's pretty close, but it's not the same thing.
Yeah, they're doing it, though.
The guy's penis comes to life and is like an actual person. Like, it's running around, but it's his penis.
Yeah. They stole our idea. We should sue them like that guy did Twister. Because he thought the movie Twister stole his idea about making a movie about, you know, twisters. It was going to be called Twister.
Had this great idea for this movie about tornadoes. And then somebody else made a movie about tornadoes.
I'll tell you what nobody's made a movie about. Giant fucking tigers.
Mm. It's coming.
It's coming. Concrete Jungle in theaters March 2003.
Like, whoa.
Like, whoa. Back in five.
Four.
No, five.
There are five veterans.
They're all awesome.
They all suck.
They're doing a podcast.
I googled uniform opinions the other day. We are number one, number two, and number four. Every other result for the next 10 pages are people that can't spell uninformed.
They served in the Army.
And it's the Gipper. God damn, that guy could give a speech.
The Navy.
Why do other people think we take offense to the name Squid?
The Air Force.
All right, I'm not really practicing or really know what I think anymore.
The Marines.
You're never getting promoted again.
And the Israeli Defense Force.
I know what you did last summer in Afghanistan.
They are the most interesting vets in the world. Listen to Uniformed Opinions Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central on RadioFubar.com.
Welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. To contact the program, 309-740-1430, or contact us on Skype at WFO Dicks or Radio Fubar.
Man, everybody loves giving me shit about my damn raccoon. I swear to you, Wednesday I'm getting a trap. I'm going to
it's
leave.
It's still going on?
Yeah.
It's not gone yet?
No. It's gotten quieter since the attack.
Oh.
But it's something still up there.
Do you think it's injured?
I can only pray.
Or do you think it's just trying to lay low? Like it was living its, you know, wild and crazy lifestyle and not kind of, you know, aware that there's dangers in the world.
I'm hoping, like, it stepped on, like, a live wire up there. Like, just started flipping out and, like, shitting all over the place and pissing all over itself. That way, none of the lady raccoons would be like, no, dude, you're covered in shit and piss. You can't put your hog in this badge. But I'm gonna trap him, and I'm going to put him in my car, and I'm going to release him at Mike's house.
Why would you do that?
What? So you can understand my pain of having a raccoon.
No, I mean, I imagine it's awful.
Yeah, you got birds.
I do.
Birds aren't as bad as raccoons because they don't shit everywhere.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, but it's not like big, thick, black shit all up in your attic.
Right.
It's white poop. Slightly better.
But it's over a wider space.
Yeah, and they're not logs of poo. They're like little poo blobs.
Drunk?
I have squirrels.
In your attic?
In my soffit and fascia, I guess it would be what it is.
Do you ever blast them with piss?
No.
That I heard that gets rid of them.
Blast them with piss. No, you're talking about pissing on them, or like do you fill
fill a
cup and throw it at them? What do you?
No, you don't just fill a solo cup with piss and then huck the solo cup at the squirrels.
Get off my lawn!
Get off my lawn, faggot! Blam! You fill a super soaker with piss.
Oh, okay. Is it your own piss, or do you go buy piss from like a hunting store or something? Sell piss?
Yeah.
Like deer piss?
I mean, why would you want to attract deer up in your attic? That seems like a really bad place for deer to get. Seems almost... That's almost worse than a raccoon.
Almost.
I think it'd be a hilarious joke that, you know those scented things that smell like lady deer piss? Just take a gallon of that and just dump it all over those crossing signs. It's got a little deer on. It's like, this is a deer area. So every time somebody comes near that deer crossing sign, there's this male buck, like, fucking the deer sign.
So if you spray water on a bird, it doesn't care.
No.
You need to spray piss on them.
You need to piss on them.
Could you spray, like, some kind of chemical on them?
No, because if you piss on them, then that's your bird.
Drunk, do you know what time it is?
It's time for Ask Dr. Napier.
Impressive collection of questions for Dr. Napier tonight. I was thoroughly enjoying them.
Any pussy questions?
Actually, I believe so.
Excellent.
Maybe. From Matt Leroy, what is your preferred method of murder?
Claw hammer.
That's it?
What else do you need? Claw hammer.
That's the end of the description?
Yeah, I mean...
See, it seems pretty self-explanatory. Claw hammers,
yeah, I mean, what more do you want me to say about a claw hammer?
I don't know. From Mandy Weaver, is there a sensual way to use up those leftover Easter eggs? Oh, that's right. This is our Easter episode.
Well, I don't do Easter.
What did you give up for Lent?
Are we already on Lent?
I think it's over.
Oh, just about. It ends on Easter.
I gave up going to Hawaii for Lent.
It goes from the day after Mardi Gras to Easter Sunday.
I would have thoroughly enjoyed to go to Hawaii. However, I couldn't because I gave it up for Lent.
That sucks.
That's the way to do it.
I gave up soda.
See, that's a visual joke, Napier.
Yeah, I know.
That only works if people can see you.
Yeah.
Which they can't.
Nope.
Because this is an audio thing.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Is there a sensual way to use up those leftover Easter eggs?
String them up like the popcorn, like you do. You make a string of popcorn. Make a string of the Easter eggs and put them in your lady's vagoo, and you pull them out like beads.
So like anal beads, only for your vagine.
Yeah, and it's eggs, and ladies are used to laying them. except for they're tinier. So this is way hotter. It's even more hotter if she's on her period and like you're pulling eggs out of her, covered in blood. You're like, ah, she's laying multiples.
From Anchor in the chat, Ash Wednesday, or as Drunk calls it, the day after Mardi Gras. from Jay Adson, what foods best help against bubbly guts?
Tums.
Rolades.
No, that's not foods.
You eat them.
Foods, guys.
But you eat them.
Foods.
But you eat them.
What about like some fiber?
Celery?
Some celery?
Chicken wings.
I don't think that's good at all.
Milk?
Milk?
Pork chops covered in gravy.
Right.
Chicken wings.
Crawfish.
Lobster.
Hamburgers.
Bacon.
Baked beans.
Small rocks.
Travis, how long could we let this go?
Just keep going.
Just let him keep naming foods that exist.
Pizza.
These are also foods that exist.
Oh,
spaghetti and meatballs.
Baked Alaska.
Yeah.
Toasted ravioli.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Just toast. Toast is also good.
Snack
packs. French toast.
French toast, yeah, that can work. Pancakes.
Waffles?
No, not waffles.
Okay.
See air holes get trapped in the little grates. So you'll make it worse.
Apples.
Apples,
okay. Oranges,
grapes? Okay. Pears.
Pork steak.
Star fruit.
Fried chicken.
Okay. Black olives.
Cabbage.
Not the black ones, the green ones.
Oh, the green ones?
Yeah. Uncooked cabbage. Okay. Uncooked cabbage.
Oh, okay. Spinach?
Uncooked spinach.
Okay.
Ranch dressing.
Raisins?
Lo
mein. Raisins.
Lo mein, that works.
Okay, good.
You can put raisins in the lo mein.
Oh, that sounds gross.
Water chestnuts.
Oh, okay.
A big old can full
of water.
What about
avocados?
Oh, yeah,
avocados, yeah.
Oh, good.
Kiwi. Okay. Raisins.
I think we already said raisins.
Okay, chicken wings.
I think we said
chicken wings. You're out of foods, Napier.
I'm never out of food. How dare you?
From Jim Chadman, from the Not Safe for Water Coolers podcast.
Also very good.
First time submission, so get excited. Jim Chadman has
so
joined the ranks
excited.
Of Ask Dr. Napier.
Holy Thanks, shit.
Jim. What is the largest item I can safely insert into my urethra?
Well, that depends on how many other things you have inserted into your urethra. Especially things that were not safe to put in your urethra will definitely stretch it out so you can put additional things in your urethra.
So is he looking for a specific size or a specific item?
Well, you can definitely do the long Q-tip like they do with the STD tests.
Yeah.
You say he definitely can do that.
You can definitely
God.
Do that.
Don't use crochet hooks. They go in just fine, but they don't come out just fine. They like to pull and tug things with you. Oh, you'll rip your urethra out of you.
Have you ever put anything in your urethra?
No. I've
Never?
Been thinking about it. Everybody keeps talking about it.
See what goes on there?
Yeah, you know, like when you hear about a club where people get together and wee on each other. You know, you hear about it all the time, you want to go.
Could we play What's in Drunk's Urethra?
No,
yes.
No, that's not a game I'm playing.
Yeah, we're putting that all the way to the bladder.
I have very vivid nightmares about taking those basketball pumps with those metal needles that you have, you know, with the little holes in them. You blow up footballs and basketballs and having that go into the urethra and having it, like, pumped up.
What would happen if
Why would you dream about that?
It's some long ago. This got stuck in my head, and now it's one of those things where it has never been. I've never been able to get it out of there.
What would happen if you blew air into your...
It can't be good.
It'll be like an inner tube.
But could it be bad?
I would assume.
I mean, air's already in there.
Right.
Yeah.
But more?
Yeah.
What if
you got to pressure test your tubes?
What if your lady just, like, blew into it? What would happen?
Well, what would happen if you blew into your ladies?
You'd hear the ocean.
And farts. I mean, it would fart at you.
Would it?
Yeah. Your lady's vag can make farts. Like, if you don't get a good seal and you're, like, rubbing air into it, she starts trying to, like, fart out your penis.
I just, for some reason, I just pictured, like, a photograph of, like, just two people walking on a beach, like, with a beautiful sunset, and, like, a real fancy script font, and it says, "Your lady's vag can make farts." Like a trail of footsteps going down the beach. Your lady's vag can make farts.
Oh, what if you put a whole bunch of air into your penis and bladder using a bike pump, and then you take out the little needle, and it just starts like shooting air out of it and going crazy like a fucking water hose?
Okay, drunk. I have an idea. We fill up a balloon full of air.
Uh-huh.
And you stretch the balloon over your ween and then push on the balloon.
Mm-hmm. What kind of balloon are you talking about?
Like a balloon.
You know, like a little kid's balloon.
Like the one they make like the animals out of, or like a round
one? Yeah. And we're going to try to get air in... Do you think we could make your dick fart?
I don't want to attempt it.
You remember when drunk was fun?
Yeah. He used to let us put things in him.
You know what drunk... Drunk at least used to, like, say he wanted to do things and then not do them.
Like the Hot Pocket?
Right.
And then I started letting you down, so now I just kind of turned a new leaf. I was like, no, I'm not going to do that.
You know, taking this scenario and going back to that dentist who has that tooth...
Right.
Do you think that maybe his low-tech plan for this is to shove the tooth in his urethra and then like bone his lady and shoot it into like her ovary and hope that it gives birth to John Lennon?
So get the tooth
up in there
with the semen's,
right,
and hope that some of it rubs off and makes like a really good guitar player.
Yeah, like the tooth actually sticks in the egg with the semen. Is that how that works? Can a tooth stick into the egg with the semen?
I think that'd break it. I don't think you're supposed to put teeth all the way up there. Oh god, what if that did work and the kid constantly smelled like mouth?
What if he grinded up the tooth?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And fed it to his pregnant wife so that the fetus could absorb the greatness.
Yeah, right. through her vagina though.
What if he fed it to his penis, like, you know, like every time you feed your penis, he, like, puts it in, like, a little thing of cheese and, like, you know, feeds it to his dick. And then eventually his dick gets all good with guitar playing. And
so then you don't even need that kit, clone. You just have your dick that plays guitar.
I don't know if my vacuum has, like, a reverse thing that I can blow.
Do you not have a shop vac?
Yeah.
Oh, I do have a shop vac.
I was going to make a joke about your... I didn't know you asked your woman to do that. She's a vacuum.
Last question from Anchor Panther. GM told me that if I have any other keys on my car keychain, I might die. If I keep my house key attached to the key ring, am I suicidal? Also, are you related to Shabazz Napier?
First question, put whatever you want on your damn thing. I got a key ring that has Fluttershy on it.
What is that?
It's a My Little Pony.
You have a My Little Pony keychain?
Yeah.
So you would say you're an officially a brony?
Yeah, sure.
Because it looks like you're wearing a My Little Pony polo shirt right
now.
Napier
is wearing a My Little Pony polo shirt. He has a My Little Pony bracelet.
Are you
going
to go to the convention, bro?
And he has Little Pony keychain.
They absolutely have brony conventions.
That's not true. I can't see Napier. Is that legit? Are you lying?
No, I'm not.
No, this is 1,000% accurate.
I have a My Little Pony polo.
He's wearing a My Little Pony bracelet right now.
You know what my favorite thing about My Little Pony is?
Oh my god, we got two.
No, seriously, the chick that plays the, I don't know which even one she is, that Tara Strong, the voice actress.
That's Twilight Sparkle.
She is spectacular. I am very fond of her.
I don't even know who she is.
She has rather nice boobs. She kind of looks like Starry Spice, actually.
She also did like the voice of like Timmy Turner from Fairly Odd Parents and a bunch of those other cartoons.
And Raven from
Teen Titans.
Teen Titans.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was also Princess Clara,
the Mega Maid from Spaceballs in the chat.
See, now that's a woman that knows her place.
Suck.
And that was S. Dr. Napier.
Now, I had a fellow walk up to me one time and tell me that I had too many keys on my keychain and that I was going to put strain on my ignition.
Those are just bitter old fucks. They look at your keychain and they look at it like, oh man, that dude has so many nice things on his keychain. Why can't I have that? And then he gets all mad and shit about your awesome keychain. He's just trying to bring you down, bro.
I have two keys, a key fob, a bottle opener, and a flashlight. Is that too many?
You're like got like the Boy Scout set up there.
What's a key fob?
A key fob? My open the door?
It's like the bloop bloop thing.
Oh, that's what they're called.
Yeah, the bloop bloop thing.
Oh.
I just call it the bloop bloop thing.
I always called it my door clitoris, because when you rub it, it unlocks your doors. And when you rub the clitoris, it unlocks the puss.
That's a good one, Napes.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're free to use that if you want.
But did you hear about the GM thing with the...
It's a good thing I don't have an American-made car.
Yeah.
Well, I have a Saturn, and GM bought Saturn, so you think that they went and put in their shitty GM thing?
Well, I don't know, that's your fault for buying American.
Right.
Yep. You bought into the lie that it was somehow better, and now you're all dead.
I agree.
Yeah.
My shit's made in Korea, brother.
Word.
My shit was made, I think it was made in Japan. I don't know, it could have been.
My car before that was made in Japan.
Oh, no, my shirt's way better than that anchor.
Made in America.
You know what? If Unfit for FM made a car, it'd be better than GM. Man,
Unfit for FM hasn't done a fucking show in a month, Nathan.
Yeah? That's just how good they are.
You don't even know. You don't know shit about Unfit for FM.
Why do you hate Unfit so bad?
I don't. They haven't done a show in a month.
Yeah, and well, how have you been encouraging them?
I haven't been.
Exactly.
Not my place to encourage.
Those are your friends, and they're so much better than us. Like, every day. Every day they just get up, they start their day being better than me. And I can respect that as a man. See, that's Tara Strong. She's got big hoodles.
Doesn't look anything like Starry Spice.
A little bit. I mean, they're both that dyed blonde color. And, you know, white and women.
They're both white women. You're accurate.
Yeah, so they look alike. You don't think Starry Spice is...
I don't think she is. Is she?
She looks white.
Well, I mean, I think she's white.
She sounds white.
I don't think she's, like, white.
What's white?
Is that a phone call?
I don't know.
That's a noise.
Did we just lose?
I can hear the noise.
I don't know.
Did we lose our friend?
I don't know what just happened.
Is Travis there?
I'm still here.
Speaking of made in America, how about these lab-grown vaginas?
Lab-grown vaginas?
They make these vaginas, right? And then they just put them on people.
Well, what kind of warranty do they come with? Because my last dishwasher croaked out after 10 months.
So do they, like, put it, like, on, a flashlight to make it even more
No,
realistic?
They go on a lady. These four teenage girls, they, like, were born with fucked up vaginas or, like, no vaginas or something. And so, like, they went and they're like, we are going to give these teenage girls vaginas. And so they worked feverishly to create a vagina that they could then transplant onto these broads.
You know, a woman that's born without a vagina is called a dude.
So she says she's Indian and German. Is that Indian dot or Indian feather?
Is this... We moved on.
I think they look alike.
They don't look anything alike.
They kind of look alike.
No, they don't. They're both females that exist.
Yeah.
That's...
Look.
Does she look more like Starry Spice than I do? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of look alike.
They don't at all.
Yeah, they do. Like, so, a lot.
So does she go to the Brony conventions?
Yeah. Well, right. She's, like, paid to be there.
But she's, like, a pony person. She works there. That's her job.
I mean, the people that run the Brony conventions don't work for My Little Ponies.
Sometimes they do.
I don't want to talk about Napier's obsession with My Little Ponies anymore.
Okay.
We were talking about the lab-grown vaginas. I guess we don't want to talk about that, so let's talk about something else.
Napier, no, I have a question about the lab-grown vaginas,
okay,
really quickly.
Okay.
How do you have no vagina? What, like, how is that?
Maybe
you have no... Nothing.
I don't know. I mean, people are grown with all, born with all kinds of fucked up things.
Right. I've read this article a bunch, and I actually looked, tried to find something else. It's like with no vagina, like where do you piss? Do you have it? You still have a clit? Like what?
They probably just put a tube on you, right?
Like right? I don't know.
I'm willing to bet that they were dudes,
but without penises.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they don't have vaginas, and, you know, if I were to say, I'm a dude, but I don't have a penis, you would say, so you're a lady.
And but what if you have neither? Like, I've seen, like, you know, hermaphrodites, they have both, but what if you have none? Like, you're like a Barbie doll down there.
You can just say, well, do they have boobies? Well, I guess I have boobies.
They're teenagers, so I guess it's kind of all up in the air at this point.
Now, some teenagers have big boobies.
No,
I went
some
to school.
Of them do, some don't. But we can't really make a good judgment call just yet. We don't know.
So this is what you're saying is we need to do more research.
Right.
Okay, stay tuned for the update, listeners.
And what these lab-grown vaginas, if you have a sexual partner, do you feel an obligation to let them know, hey... This isn't the vagina I was born with?
No, you just don't take it off until, you know, you get home.
Well, I don't think you take it off at all. They added it to you. But I mean, do you tell the fella, like, hey, just so you know, like, my vagina was grown in a lab?
But I think you'd really have to emphasize that it was not an inside-out penis. Like, when you hear... My vagina's not real. You have to follow that up with, it's not an inside-out penis.
How come none of my chat stuff is working?
Oh, it's going to catch up to
itself.
It seems
like it hasn't for anybody.
Yeah, it's going to catch up. It's like going over. Oh, by the way, the Smile song was definitely the best song. I like the Smile song the best.
Are we talking about
My
vagina?
Little Pony?
Oh, we're talking about My Little Pony.
Again. Yeah, or Winter Wrap-Up.
Or the sideways smile of the vagina.
Yeah, the sideways smile. Do you think it grows hair, or do you think it can? Like, what if they, like, never have to shave their vaginas?
I picture, like, if you took, like, a piece of, like, Bubblicious bubblegum and chewed it a lot and then just, like, punched it into a woman's crotch, that's what it looks like.
I'd be so pissed off if I was a teenager and they gave me, like, a blown-out vagina. Like, oh, you guys gave me a used model. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Like, I don't understand, like, the creation, the lab-grown vaginas. Can't you just take, like, a power drill and then, like, a quarter-inch bit and just, like, just go to town in that area?
Dude, that's not funny. That's how my dad died.
He was trying to give himself a vagina. I got one thing I want to do in my life, and that's finger my pussy.
See, the story goes, he went to Buffalo Wild Wings and ate 20 of those atomic chicken wings, and his asshole hurt so much he tried to make another one, because that one was getting blown out.
Purge, Satan, purge!
Oh, God, make the burn go away!
I need to remove this from my body quicker.
Quick, put one of those little air holes in my anus sac, like those plastic cups.
Create more escape routes, please. Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, if any of the Tame Ink Master crowd came back for a second helping.
Oh, they left with the dead babies woman. Oh, they left long ago. This is our crowd now. Oh, it's the My Little Pony horse that you can fuck. Look, in the chat. That's the one you can fuck.
Is that a hand puppet?
No. You put a little bag in there, and then you fuck it.
So is that actually what it's for?
Yeah, that's why you put a fuckhole in the ass end of a plushie. What do you think it looks like?
I don't know. I'm sure you could fit something else in there.
What? It's a fleshlight holder.
Yeah, it's for your little kids' like secret treasures. Like, you know, they get a pocket watch from dad. They shove it into their plushie horse vagina.
Yeah. So, Mike, our thing finally popped up in the chat, even though you're over there sneezing your ass off.
I was wondering where that came from.
Yeah. No, we tried popping that in about 7 minutes ago.
That was when I was moving on to a new topic, but then Napier brought it all back.
So, Starry Spice, who looks like Tara Strong, do you think she would be good at voice acting?
Starry Spice?
Yeah.
Sure. She'd be fine. I bet.
So we're moving on to this next story now.
This gal paid... Travis, how much did this gal pay?
$25,000.
$25,000. And she had one request from her surgeons. She wanted to look like Jennifer Lawrence.
How'd they do?
Well, they didn't do too well, Napier. Funny you should ask. Because, I mean, she's not a bad-looking gal. And then when you look at the after picture, it looks like they put a sluttier outfit on her and, like, gave her a makeover. But she looks pretty much the same.
She'd
nothing
look like
Jennifer Lawrence, though.
She'd look more like Jennifer Lawrence if she, like, cut her head off.
Well, I mean, I haven't seen Jennifer Lawrence's tits, and I haven't seen this lady's tits.
Well, I don't know what the $25,000 was... went towards.
Right. I'd ask for my money back.
It probably went towards her doctor's house. That's what it went for.
And the really strange thing about the whole situation is she's a married gal.
She has a daughter. Like, she's a role model to, like, a 5-year-old daughter.
If your mom...
Is she married to, like, an oil
tycoon
or something?
She was saving in her me fund drunk.
This was the money that she was going to take and put aside for her child to go to college. I think she's like, what, like a 5-year-old daughter or something?
She
like,
said that she has more time to do that.
Yeah, she's got 13 years to save all that, even though she's been saving this $25,000 for like, what, like 6, 7, 8 years?
Maybe she just assumed her kid's fucking stupid and wasn't going to college.
Well, it's going to be now. Like, oh, mommy spent $25,000 to look like an actress on TV from The Hunger Games.
And it didn't work.
That's the thing. It's like, you look at that before and after picture, and it looks like exactly like one of those makeover jobs from, like, Ellen or something, where they take, like, an ugly slob and give her a haircut.
But that's the thing. She wasn't even an ugly slob.
No.
Oh, it's terrible.
Well, at least the kid will now be smart enough to know not to do that.
In theory.
Yeah. Do you think that, like, they went and saw, you know, Silver Linings Playbook or something, and you know, the guy just made some kind of comment, that, like, you know, wow, she's a good-looking gal. She's like, oh, you think she's really good-looking, huh? And he's like, yeah, she's a... Oh, you like the way she looks, huh? He's like, yeah, and it turned into this big argument that resulted in her getting $25,000 worth of plastic surgery just to shut her the fuck up.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing, too. I'm not saying this broad's big by any stretch of the imagination, but Jennifer Lawrence is a goddamn stick. She still needs to drop about 40 pounds if she wants to look like Jennifer Lawrence.
You know what I think is more likely that happened is that she, like, works with this guy in the office. Like, her husband's not sticking it to her like he needs to be. And there's, like, this hot stud in the office, and he, like, randomly passed by and said, "Hey, you know, in this lighting, you kind of look like Jennifer Lawrence."
So and, like, she heard it once.
Yeah, so now she's, like, spending 25 grand so she can bang this office boy.
I swear to you, what would be a great idea is to spread a rumor around town that you're this great facial plastic surgeon, and you can make miracles happen. Somebody, your clients come in, and they say they want the surgery. You give them the gas so that they pass out. You just punch them right in the face 5 times and wrap them up in bandages and send them on fucking home. 3 weeks later, they will call you and say, "Oh my God, doctor, my face looks so pretty." You're like, "Thanks, you know what? I went to school for a long time to learn how to do this.
I rearranged your nose for you, no problem."
Just give them. So tell me, like, what is the real point of trying to look like Jennifer Lawrence if you're a married woman with a 5-year-old daughter?
Obviously, she's fucking stupid, and there wasn't a point.
I don't know.
I think she's probably just a psycho.
I mean, the husband could have had the exact same conversation with her about, you know, buying a washing machine.
Travis, have you ever been mistaken for a celebrity?
I got in high school before I started getting fat and losing my hair. There was a couple of people who said that I looked a little like Brendan Fraser.
You got Brendan Fraser?
Yeah. That was at the height of his, he was in that movie with Alicia Silverstone, and he was just starring in, like, the Mummy movies. So, like, he was a thing.
You like how he qualified it? Mm-hmm. He's like, "No, dude, I was mistaken for Brendan Fraser."
So
Brendan Fraser was hot
It wasn't
shit.
Like Encino Man Brendan Fraser.
No, it was right after, like, probably about 2 years.
Not Brendan Fraser now doing a
Monkey Bone.
Escape to Paradise Island or whatever bullshit he's doing. No, no. I'm not Brendan Fraser in his prime.
Like, in his prime. But Drunk, I was also in my prime.
Have you ever been
too.
Mistaken for a celebrity?
Celebrity? No.
You got mistaken for, like, some guy's cousin, Al?
No.
You're like, "Hey, cousin Al." You're like, "No, I'm not cousin Al. I'm drunk."
No. When I was in grade school, there's this school shooting in Oregon, and, like, everybody in class said I looked like the kid that shot up the school in Oregon.
Encouragement is great, isn't it?
Did so they kind just of say you looked like the type of guy who would shoot up
no,
a school?
No, I saw the picture of the guy. I was like, "Wow, that actually does look a lot like me."
So, Napier, how many times have you been mistaken for Kevin Smith?
I've been mistaken for a bunch of people a lot of times.
Yeah?
But the greatest compliment was when somebody told me I looked exactly like that hot stud muffin, Mike Napier. I was like, "You know what? You're right about that."
Travis?
Yeah?
Are we going to have a guest next week?
I'm working on it. It's a possibility.
Probably
I don't know
not if
next...
they listen to this.
I don't know if it's next week or the week after.
But
maybe one of the next 2 weeks.
So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. You're excited.
I'm excited. Yeah. I guess nobody else really
Are we going
to
give, like, a tease on who this might be?
It's a band. It's a band that
We're
I like.
We're interviewing a whole band?
I don't know. Travis is working on it.
Is it Weezer?
It's not Weezer. It's a band that I like.
Is it the Smashing Pumpkins?
And none of you have ever heard of.
Who's that titty in the chat room?
That would be Jennifer Lawrence.
Is that her real titty?
I don't know if that's fake or not.
I believe it is.
No, that's legit. Like, she did an interview, like, I looked, and she just, like, mentioned it in passing about red carpet faux pas.
Not bad.
I'm good with it.
What did we learn?
We learned
Let's
that...
go around the table. Drunk, what did you learn?
I learned that I can make it on time for an episode every once in a while.
You should do it all the time.
I try my best. I always try my best.
Napier, what did you learn?
I learned that even when they don't make a show, Unfit for FM is better than us.
Travis, what did you learn?
I learned that if you're not going to drop off a baby in the Burger King bathroom, you should kill him and keep him in comic book boxes.
Absolutely.
You know what I learned, guys?
What'd you learn?
I learned that sometimes this show is almost sort of fun to do.
Well, I'd hate
sometimes.
To...
Was this one of those times?
Nope, but the last 3 weeks were great.
See you in hell, faggots.
You're not even going to do like a little thing?
No.
I mean, you usually build up to it. It's usually not just like...
Like a nice little diatribe.
Well, I thought we were waiting.
I mean, it's like a build. I mean, you just like hit us over the head with it.
Right, there's like a handhold.
Yeah, that was an old school pre-live days.
Yeah. Oh,
what the just, fuck was that?
Here it is. Boom.
Here it is. Just flop it out on the table.
Yeah, it's not going to suck itself, just faggot.
Suck it.
Oh, and we also were talking about how maybe when we have a guest, we shouldn't say "see you in hell, faggots."
No, why? No, we should still say it.
I don't know.
At least get rid of them first.
Yeah, no. Maybe well, we not should if, say goodbye first.
Well, not if they're gay, because then you know it sounds like you're telling goodbye to him. But I mean, why would you do that if they're off?
Right. I mean. Or we could just not have the guest be on for an entire hour and a half, too.
Yeah, that was never the plan. But we were just having so much fun.
Yeah, so, I mean, if he's going to stay on for an hour and a half, I mean, he might as well hear it say, you know, hell faggots.
Right.
So. I mean, he knew what this was.
I don't think he did.
And not well, now he does.
Well, I mean, I'm sure, like, he's not going to tattoo that on anybody. I hope he doesn't steal that in, like, each episode after our little interview, like that's his sign off from the TV show. I think they'd air it.
Or maybe that's how he ends every tattoo.
Yeah, he signs.
All right, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Got done listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. We broadcast Monday at 9, 8 central on RadioFooBar.com. Join us on the chat or download the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Download us on Stitcher, iTunes, Zoom, or from WFODicks.podbean.com. Follow us, WFODicks. Follow us, Shauza, at PJKSTL, at DrunkardSTL. We're also on the Facebook at facebook.com/WFODicks. Radio FUBAR has a plethora of fantastic shows. Check them all out and buy a t-shirt.
Hello.
Hoot nannies.
I'm going to talk about whether you should go ass or vagina first when you're trying to get by someone in the movie theater.
Oh, like which to stick in their face?
Yeah.
Yeah. I usually go ass.
You should, but, you know, I went vagina first and I regretted it, but then it's like...
That's how she got pregnant for the second time.